Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba Remax Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. Hashtag Eric is bald. So there, I beat you to
even
it
you're
that
doing
time.
It. Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, I guess now I'm required to say hashtag Osnes is awesomeness.
There you go.
We'll have to get that out there.
I just, for the record, I lose one hair off my head for every credit report I pull. So, you know.
I don't know why you're not bald yet.
Awful lot of credit reports. Well, it was really great having Sean Martin on from the RHA. I was thinking about, of course, you own rental property. Mm-hmm. I own vacation rental property over on Hood Canal. In fact,
you don't get the same screening process, do you?
No, I actually am not. I don't have to follow the Landlord-Tenant Act because we're short-term rentals.
Okay.
You know, so we have a slightly different process that we have to go through on that. But, you know, as a landlord, guess what I was doing yesterday, last night?
Well, I know because you told me.
Right. 9 o'clock at night. I'm over there, you know, doing the
whole... Are y'all heated up now?
I replaced a heater on one unit, and then I had a dryer that wasn't working on another one, so I got that fixed, and... Yeah, you know, it's always something. So,
I'm surprised you don't have. Well, they probably don't have many services out there. Have like home warranties on your places.
Well, right. I'm on Hood Canal.
Yeah, and, so there's probably not that many services.
There's not too many out there. There are a few. Mm-hmm. I have. There was a plumber that I hired once, and after the job was.
Oh, don't make me spit out my water. I've heard this story.
You've heard that story. Yeah.
Yeah.
After the job was finished, I couldn't figure out why the hot tub always looked so bad. And turns out the plumber was using it as his personal bath place after a hard day crawling
so
underneath houses.
So gross. Can we move on past that? That's just gross.
Yeah. Big shout out to I'm not going to mention his name, but although I probably should.
So, what, the plumber?
The plumber. Yeah.
Don't give him any advertising.
Let's say, no,
like,
I'm not going to.
It's almost like free advertising. Don't do that.
But if you happen to see a plumber in Hoodsport, Washington, who's very, very clean, it's probably because he was sitting in my hot tub.
He's not still sitting in your hot tub. I'd say maybe he doesn't smell so clean.
That problem is solved now, fortunately. Okay. But no, it was amazing. You know, he'd get it done from a nice day on the job, go down, grab some oysters off the beach, you know, crack open a cold one.
I think you need to stop giving people ideas. They're going to start seeking your place out.
Good point. Well, I don't mind if they're a paying customer, but if they're not.
Yeah, but right now you're not given the idea that that's what's necessary. So maybe you want to move on. You know, but you bring up a point about the fact you don't have to follow landlord-tenant law, and we didn't get a chance to ask Sean this, but there have been stories like Palm Springs where there was a person using Airbnb to rent their place out, and then the guy started squatting.
Oh, sure, sure.
And that became quite a problem. So VRBO, the vacation rental by owner, and
who
Airbnb.
I use and love, yes.
Yeah, but some of the folks using Airbnb, and I know Airbnb keeps changing, you know, a lot of their rules and how they do stuff, but that can become a problem if you're not under landlord-tenant law, and then suddenly someone's squatting in your place. Like that becomes
absolutely
a problematic issue.
And you know, there's that saying that... the gray areas where trouble goes to hide, and, and it's all in the documents. You know, what kind of contracts do you have and how well are you protected?
Right.
And I know before we started renting, you know, vacation rental model, I spent time with my very favorite attorney in Seattle who specializes in real estate, and we hammered out some really good contracts.
See, now that person, you should probably say who they are.
Greg Lawless, Lawless, Lawless.
Okay, I just love it when people have a name. And that kind of sort of goes with their industry, although this is like the almost the opposite.
It's the Lawless Partnership, and
are attorneys.
Now, they are attorneys, and fantastic.
Oh, I love it.
Great. Now Greg is a my good friend, and if you call him, his voicemail is going to say he's not taking any new clients right now because his existing clients keep him. They get into enough trouble to keep him busy pretty much full time, which is true.
Is he related to the folks that own Lawless Harley Davidson down in Renton?
No, different one. Different one.
Okay, yeah, there's a lot of Lawless.
We got a few out
town.
There, but no, fantastic firm though, the Lawless Partnership. They're right in Ballard over there on Shilshol. So give a shout out to Greg
along with all your other Norwegian friends.
Well, yeah, sure. You know, we got to stick together, you know, as
apparently so. Apparently so, as long as you're not in a Prius.
That's right. That's right.
At least according to you.
That's
the
right.
world according to Eric.
That's
That'll be
right.
another
My
hashtag.
Rules.
World according to Eric.
Yes, that's
we'll
right.
Have yeah. some little sayings that go along with you.
Nobody's called in to debate me on that. I'll just point that out. Yeah, I think
let's throw
I think
the
I'm,
throw down
I'm
the
in
challenge
the majority on that one right there. Yeah,
okay,
that's right.
Well, what I want to hear from you, which last week we had a really, I felt we had a really great show with
yes.
Jeff Crump and Jesse Young coming in talking about 3D video tours and
photography.
Still photography for
yes.
real estate. And we did a whole show with just them. We never got around to a market rate update.
You're right.
Do We're you too, have any we, info with you? I mean, has anything
I do.
Changed very much since then?
Things are getting better for the interest rate environment. And,
okay.
And so
I didn't think they were getting bad. I mean, we had like
no,
2 weeks where there was a concern and then it went right back
right.
to like, no, they're still low.
Well, and you remember back in September, the Fed increased interest rates a quarter
mm-hmm.
of a percent. And,
right.
and then the consensus at that point was there were going to be a total of 4 increases this year. So we go up about 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty much out the window at this point. The consensus now is that there may be a total of 2, and that's about it. The economy,
including
is
the one in December,
including that one,
okay.
yeah. So the economy is just not strong enough to support much more. As a matter of fact, we have the chairman of the Fed, Janet Yellen, will be testifying. I believe it's next week. There's a twice a year they do. I call it the Humphrey Hawkins testimony. There's 2 days of testimony. So 1 day is before the House Banking Committee, and then the second day is before the Senate Finance Committee,
okay.
where the chairman of the Fed is giving an update on the economy and on what the current status is, and so that testimony is coming up here, but. Some are wondering if there's going to be a bit of a mea culpa. Were we too eager, premature to increase rates in December when it happened? Who knows? Doubtful, but you never know. So interest rates right now, the bond market is tracking with stock market. So every time we hear bad news with the stock market,
mm-hmm.
that's actually probably good news for interest rates.
Right.
And so as money leaves the stock market, it's trying to find a safe place to hide.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into bonds and it's supply and demand. You know, the more money in the bond market, the lower interest rates will go. So
okay.
so that's what's happening right now. So 30-year fixed rates are firmly below 4% right now. The national average right now is down to about 3.62%. Now, that's paying about 1% in fee, but even without
okay.
paying points, we're at the 3.75, 3.875 for a conventional 30-year
loan.
15-year fixed rates under 3% right now. We're hovering right around that mark. And jumbo fixed rates also hovering right around the 3.75% mark.
Remind me where the price range is for jumbo.
Oh, sure. And well, in Kings, Snohomish, and Pierce counties, your jumbo limit right now is $540,500, 540500 for a single family home. And, so that number went up in January. And,
thank you for that, because my assistant asked me that as we were driving around with a client yesterday, and I was like, I think it's 560, but don't quote me because they just went up.
Yeah. It moves around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that number changes Black Friday every year. So day after
right.
Thanksgiving is when they normally make that announcement. So rates are extremely good right now. And you combine that with a housing market that's hot, well, you know.
Oh yeah, it's still been very, very crazy. They just had another report coming out from the Northwest Multiple. I'd been hearing from some folks that they were saying we had sub 1 month of absorption rate on housing, but if you take in the entire MLS area, we're still right around like 1.2 to 1.6 months of inventory.
That's so short. That's
just incredibly low. Incredibly low. Yeah, the clients I was driving around with yesterday just kept asking, they're like, "Well, what is it? All the factors of what makes it the way it
right.
is right now?" And I said, well, there's many things. I said, that's going to take a longer conversation than just a couple sentences. But we talked a lot about the economic impacts, where the employment rate is, where interest rates are, and the number of people still coming in. So anyway, we are going to be back next week with, do you remember who our next
Yes, we have Mike Olden with American Reporting Company. We're going to be talking about credit.
Yeah.
And how you can improve your credit score.
Without you having to have your hair pulled out.
There you go. Next Tuesday at 3 o'clock, join us for Open House with Team Reba. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Our house in the middle of our streets, our house. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.